let me give a lesson to everyone out there that is placing a bet. And whether you're going to FanDuel or wherever you're going on this site, we go over to FanDuel. When you're betting on the NBA, wait till the last minute. Now, I did not because I wanted to put down a little fun bet just to talk about on air. Now, it's not for a lot of money. It's for $4.47. I did a money line on Boston at Milwaukee, Orlando at Toronto. I bet $4.47. That could win me $55. And then we found out 20 minutes ago that Jason Tatum will now join Jaylen Brown and not play tonight. So now I'm going to lose. My guest from Covers.com, senior betting analyst, Andrew Cayley. Andrew, I imagine you would subscribe to my advice. Hey, kids, wait till the last minute, especially betting on basketball.
It's been a crazy year for betting on the NBA, with loadout management being as abundant as ever and guys being held out sometimes as late as 90 minutes before tip-off of a game. And it can really hurt you in some of these spots. I will say, though, Matt, that the Bucks did open this game as 9.5 or 10-point favorites.
I know.
So there are some hints there that Jason Tatum was not going to play in this game, because even without Brown, there's no way the Celtics are 10-point dogs with Tatum on the court. So there are some hints out there when you see some big-name guys that may be questionable. Sportsbooks seem to have a way of figuring that out a little sooner than the rest of us. But yeah, it's been tough. So to avoid that, I've been doing a lot of player props this season, because at least you have the benefit if, say, you had a Tatum bet, and if he doesn't suit up, then you're going to get your bet voided, as opposed to being stuck with your Celtics bet, or if it's the other way around, like maybe you're laying 10 points with the Bucks, and then Giannis just says he's not going to play in the game, and then you're still stuck with Milwaukee minus 10, which would not be a good spot either.
So to work it out, I'm going to need to bet $280 on Derek White to score 10 points or more at minus 6,000. If I do that, then I come out even on I would come out even on the bet that I lost. What this really comes down to is I did my cowardly bet yesterday. I took a parlay of Philly to somehow defeat Houston and Cleveland to somehow defeat San Antonio, and I bet $20.85, and it won me under $4. So I needed to have a heroic bet, and now my heroic bet looks stupid.
It happens to the best of us, Matt. Don't hold yourself in too bad a spot.
Should I cash out at $3.67? I can lose only 80 cents. Do I cash out and take my $3? I'm thinking of doing that, like taking my 367 out and then just putting 367 on a ridiculous parlay.
I think I just don't see the Celtics winning that game. So I would probably cash out if they're going to give you the option to cash out there. The Celtics are in a really tough spot tonight with all the guys right that are expected not to play in this game.
All right, I'm cashing out, and now I got to wait for FanDuel to give me my money back. That is a total coward move. I want to apologize to my producer, Josh, who says on this show we let it ride. I'm like, hey, that's... I'd let it ride if Jason Tatum was playing. I'm not let it ride then. Real quick, let's go back to the Super Bowl. I'm going to ask you the same question I asked my last guest. From a sports perspective and also from a sports betting perspective, what is your biggest takeaway from the Super Bowl?
My biggest takeaway is that the opening line, at least from a sports betting perspective, was that the opening line was off. I thought the Chiefs should have been favored in the game, and you can debate all you want about the ending of the outcome, but at the end of the day, the Chiefs scored on four straight possessions in the second half, and that's kind of been their MO all season long. It was just based mostly on the look-ahead lines that had the Chiefs as one-point favorites heading into the Super Bowl, and then the matchup got set, and the line hit the board, and it quickly jumped from that to the Eagles minus 1.5. And it just felt off to me, considering the competition that the Chiefs had played this season compared to that of the Eagles. All the credit in the world goes to the Eagles. Jalen Hurts is going to – they have their franchise quarterback, it looks like, going forward. Obviously, they met their match in the Chiefs in that matchup, and that was my biggest takeaway, the line.
Oh. And your dog's name is what?
Ellie.
Ellie? What is that now? Is Ellie yelling at, like, because I always love those dogs. Is there someone walking by? Is it a squirrel? Or is it the most annoying category where the dog is barking at nothing? It's just barking for no reason.
It is very often no reason, but I think my son just walked into the door after shoveling the driveway here and making some noise, so she had need to go see what that was all about. So sorry about that.
No. We're pro dog on the show, joined by Andrew Cayley, senior betting analyst with Covers.com, dog enthusiast, and clearly not living in downtown Toronto because it is a gorgeous sunny day. Oh, you're on the East Coast, aren't you?
We are. We just got about 20 centimeters dropped on us last night.
What? Really? It is like 9 degrees. It is. You can wear a T-shirt in Toronto today.
That doesn't make me feel any better, Matt.
It really doesn't. I did not. There was no reason at all for me to give you that information. The Raptors. Is this a guaranteed win night? When you look at the schedule with Orlando playing their third game in 4 nights, it's back-to-back. Is this automatic win night for the Raptors, even though what an embarrassment on Friday against Utah, and they hung on late to beat the Pistons?
They tried so hard to make it consecutive games where you just felt like, what the heck are they doing in the fourth quarters? 41 points they give it to the Pistons in the fourth quarter, getting outscored 39-20 against the Jazz in the fourth quarter. So maybe bet the Magic on the fourth quarter money line tonight. And I don't know, the Raptors, like, they've shown some signs of improvement since the trade deadline. Like, there's been some positive takeaways to the offense. Like, I really like that they've been putting the ball in Scottie Barnes' hands more and running the pick and roll with a bunch of different players with Poeltl. But the inconsistency on defense is still there. And I don't know, this Magic team is kind of scrappy. They haven't been a good team on the road, but they've covered well on the road. They're 16-12-1 against the spread on the road. The Raptors are just 5-7 against the spread this season when laying a touchdown this season or more. I just, they don't inspire a lot of confidence when laying these big numbers. So maybe I expect them to win, but I just don't think I'd lay the number. I am looking at Scottie Barnes to go over his made three-pointers prop tonight. He has, it looks like Nick Nurse has told him to start shooting the ball more, because prior to the last six games, he was averaging just 2.9 three-point attempts per game, but now it's up to 5. Over the last six, he's shooting a reasonable almost 37% from three over that time. And I think having a guy like Poeltl in the middle, where they can take the ball down low and he can kick the ball back outside, like, that's going to open things up for the Raptors a little more. And I think they're going to make a concerted effort to have Scottie shoot more. You can get the over 1.5 at plus 130 or so. And Orlando allows the second most three-point attempts per game in the NBA, so he should have some opportunities in that regard tonight.
The problem with the Raptors, I don't know what to do with this team. They decide to not be sellers, bring in Poeltl. They're going to try to go for it this year, and then they get clowned in the fourth quarter by Utah. Like, I don't know if you, Andrew, big picture, are the Raptors now one of those, like, kind of stay away teams in terms of at least betting on them with the spread or even the money line?
I don't mind them as an underdog. They seem to continue to play well as an underdog. But when they're laying points, it just, they never seem to meet those expectations when favored. They play down to the level or up to the level of their competition, I find. And we always seem to have these problems in the fourth quarter when things kind of clamp down and you have to really use that half-court offense. That's been their biggest problem all year. Once again, hopefully things start to shift with Poeltl in the middle there, but we haven't seen it consistently yet, and we won't know for a little while, which makes the moves all that more puzzling. Like, Masai has said in the past that he would never play for the play-ins, but that seems like exactly what they're doing this season. And then to have to, like, they're not, I don't expect them to re-sign Fred, Gary, and Jakob all this offseason. Like, I just don't see them going into a luxury tax for those three guys. So I trust in Masai still, but it's interesting to see what the long-term goal is.
I have now placed a new bet. Would you like to hear it?
I would love to hear it.
Okay. Oh, God. You just got the old man cough. I apologize. Raptors, Magic, Banchero, Wagner, Siakam, and Van Vliet. All four need to score 15 points or more. I'm taking the money I cashed out, the $3.67. That will win me $4.96. I'm getting that at plus 135. How say you, sir?
I love it. All those guys should have decent games. The Raptors' defense has not been the Raptors' defense we have expected. I don't know. I don't hate the over in this game either, just because of the way the Raptors have underperformed at that end of the floor this year.
And you can get that on FanDuel at 221.5 at minus 110. Whoa, slow down with your real bets. That's going to get in the way of my ridiculous ones. Last question for you, Andrew. When do you what is your advice to people that are looking ahead, doing the future bets with Major League Baseball? We were chatting about who's going to win the Super Bowl next year, which is ridiculous. But when do you start? When do you start looking at all things baseball?
Right now, regular season win totals are on the board at a lot of books. And you can find the Toronto Blue Jays on the board at 90.5 wins this year. It feels pretty just right, but I have to believe they've won 91 and 92 games the last two seasons. I have to believe that those moves they have made, well, maybe the pop has been removed from the lineup a little bit with no Teoscar and no Lourdes in the lineup anymore. I really think the moves they have made them a more balanced roster overall, and I'd expect them to get in the 92 to 94 win range this season. So I like the over at 90.5, but I'd say look at those numbers now, because they'll move quick once people start switching their focus to baseball.
I wonder if, you're absolutely right. I wonder, though, is a prudent move to just usually lean to the under. Because how much do the win totals, how much do they factor in injuries?
They don't a whole lot, because you look at a team like the Texas Rangers, and they're on the board at, I think, 82.5 wins, which means you're basically expecting a fully healthy season out of Jacob deGrom at this point, and which I would love to see, because he's just a really special baseball player, but it hasn't been, that just hasn't been what the result has been the last few seasons for him. So injuries are obviously a part of futures bets, but I wouldn't say they're factored in like you would think when it comes to the win totals.
Poor Oakland and Washington, both at 59.5 wins. Andrew, really appreciate, thank you so much for putting up with just the nonsense here. Give your dog a good rub on the belly and be safe out there. Apparently, you know what's hilarious? Like, literally, as I'm talking to you, I am such a jerk. No, what I'm about to say is such a jerk line. Where my condo is, I'm overlooking Lake Ontario. There's a sailboat. I am looking at a sailboat right now, and you just shoveled 20 centimeters of snow.
I did, and there's the lake near me is frozen over thick. There's no boats in there for a while.
There's a sailboat. I have so many questions. I'm going to let you go. You get out of here. Follow the man on Twitter. Check him out, Andrew Cayley. Read his work at coverage.com. Fantastic place, one-stop shop to start looking for all your betting information, and I'm sure somewhere they'll update that there's no Jason Tatum tonight. I should have had that info. Take care.
Thanks. Good luck with your bets, Matt.
You as well. That is Andrew Cayley from... from coverage.com.